You're on Energy Groove Radio. We're live around the world from energy-groove.com on TuneIn and iHeartRadio. My name's Brad. This is the Music Weekly. Now, Shepherd have dropped a very timely new single called Christmas Without You. Now, Shepherd have had a massive year. They've dropped a new album, which is called Kaleidoscope Eyes, a huge album for them. George joins me on the line now from Shepherd. George, how are you? And congratulations on Christmas Without You.
Hey, Brad, how you doing, man? Thanks for having me. And yes, thank you for the kind words. It's nice to have new music out there always.
Yeah, well, it seems like you always have new music out. The album was massive for you this year. You also dropped a few sneaky little EPs, and now we have this treat, which encapsulates the year, Christmas Without You. Tell us about what motivated you guys to release a Christmas track.
Well, Brad, they've always been asking us when we're going to do a Christmas track, you know, like I'm talking about our fans and managers and the label, and everyone's like, hey, it's kind of like perfect fit for Shepherd to release Christmas music. And I was like, yeah, it's just like that whole cheesy, happy vibe of a Christmas song wasn't quite up our alley. But this year in particular felt a little different. And we had this very personal reason of our father not being able to come back for Christmas for the second year in a row.
Wow.
And you know, that was kind of the catalyst for it all. When he told us he wasn't going to be able to make it back again, we were kind of upset about that. And understandably, there are people all over the world who are going through the exact same thing for the last couple of Christmases, and every Christmas, you know, it's not confined to the pandemic. There's always somebody who's having to spend Christmas without their favorite person or their loved ones. You know, they might've lost somebody during the year. And when Christmas comes around, it's a really challenging time for those people. So we decided to take that route and write a Christmas song that sort of, you know, it's a bit more melancholy, but it still has that element of hope in it. And, you know, we're dedicating it to all the people that can't be with their loved ones this Christmas.
Look, I think that whole message, I think, is really appreciated by a lot of us because, as you say, Christmas is a really happy time, but it can be quite a challenging time for a lot of people who, as you say, who have lost loved ones or who simply just can't be with them for whatever reason, whether it is pandemic related or not. So I think a lot of people would be appreciating that message. I really appreciate the visual that you have going along with it as well. It's a little abstract, but the animation itself, as someone who has studied animation, I get really excited when I see these little 3D visualizers. Tell us about making that. And I understand that you worked with a graphic artist that you normally work with.
Yeah, that's right. So there's a company in Poland called Ars Dania, who I managed to discover by a happy accident. I'd kind of gone onto the CEO's DeviantArt page, which is like, you know, it's like a Facebook for art.
Yeah.
And it was like a 15-year-old account of his. And I was like, oh, this guy looks pretty cool. I'm going to reach out to him on DeviantArt. And he wrote back 15 minutes later saying that he hadn't used that account in nearly 15, 20 years and that he owns and runs his own graphic design firm out of Poland now. And they do clients like HBO and Lenovo and Ubisoft and, you know, the list goes on of these massive corporations they work with.
Wow.
But he knew the band and he loves the music. And he thought that we could have this sort of really nice marry up where we get all this incredible visual stuff. And then in return, we give them complete creative control of what they get to release. So they'll listen to our music. We'll send them the lyrics. And then we just sort of step back and let them do their thing. And that's like a freedom that's not afforded to them with these other massive clients. Mm. You know, they have very strict briefs and quotas to meet. So it's just this really mutually beneficial relationship between, you know, Shepherd and Ars Dania. So we've worked with them since the second album, the cover of Watching the Sky. That was their first thing they did for us. And we were just so blown away. We were like, every time we have artwork to do now, we just reach out to them. And if they're able to fit us in, then we'll get them to do it. And so that this very, very cool video clip came through that process. We were like, all right, these guys have done all this amazing artwork for us for the singles and the artwork for the album. Let's give them a chance to do a video clip and let's just kind of give them the budget, step back and see what they come back with. And that's what came back.
That's quite amazing that you allow someone to take an aspect of your work, because the visual aspect is quite important these days, I'm assuming, with alongside your music. So allowing someone to have that creative control, you know, myself, I'm not sure I would be able to afford that to someone.
Yeah, I know. It's something that you don't give away to everybody. But yeah, these guys have proven themselves time and time again.
Props to you for still stalking around on DeviantArt.
Well, I was getting desperate. I had a particular style I was looking for. Just like luminescent color.
I love it.
And this guy managed to have it on his DeviantArt page.
Were they Shepherd fans prior, or are they most certainly Shepherd fans now, I'm sure?
Yeah, no, they definitely knew the music. They all had kids who loved Geronimo, and I think they were just very appreciative that we'd reached out.
Now, we're all quite familiar with the usual suspects that we hear at Christmas each year, such as your Michael Bublé's, your Whams, your Mariah Carey's. What are some of your favourite Christmas songs? Did you even have any prior to writing a Christmas track?
Well, like I mentioned earlier, it's not really my go-to, like the whole cheesiness factor, like Santa's coming down the chimney, all that stuff is like a little bit. I don't know. There's like a negative connotation that somewhat comes around with a Christmas song, which we wanted to avoid. But in terms of like my favorite Christmas songs, I think the ones that have been done by, like John Lennon and Yoko Ono, that Happy Christmas, War Is Over, like that type of song where it feels like you could listen to it at any point throughout the year. Like Wham, Last Christmas, that type of song where it feels authentic. It feels like they weren't trying to write a Christmas song, but it still has the same message and themes as all the other Christmas classics.
Now, in terms of the actual performance that you have going alongside this single, you've been very kindly invited to play at the Lord Mayor Christmas Carols this year on December 11th. This must be a pretty big deal for you. Did you ever imagine writing a Christmas track that you'd now suddenly be playing at carols?
Well, to be honest, not really. I think it's one of those eventuations that just sort of happens. Like the universe pushes you in a certain direction, and here we are.
It's all snowballing.
We've been invited to play the Lord Mayor's Carols. I mean, it's a huge honor for us. Like you said, I think there's a certain level of prestige that comes with doing the Lord Mayor's Carols, and so we're very excited about it. We can't wait, even just to be back on stage again, looking into the crowd and seeing families having a good time. I think for me, that's kind of like the bit that I didn't realize I'd be surprised by. Is when we go back to doing shows, seeing families and people just enjoying themselves in the crowd. It's so important to me. Because it's been a tough year for a lot of people, obviously. And just getting to head out there and do normal things as a family at Christmas time, like going to the carols, like it's something that we used to take for granted. And I don't think there'll be a person there who won't appreciate it. So I am very much looking forward to that.
And what can we expect from this set at the carols? Are you adjusting some of your classic tracks in a particular way? What can we expect from Shepherd?
So we're doing two songs. We've been asked to play our new Christmas single, and then we are doing a cover of, I mentioned it earlier, Happy Christmas, War Is Over.
Oh, lovely.
So we did that at the Carols by Candlelight in Melbourne. I think it was 2015 or 2016, something like that. That's just, I think, because that's our favorite Christmas song. Mm. I think we just, if we were to release any other Christmas cover, this would be it. So we've got both of those songs on our set list for the Lord Mayor's Carol.
Lovely. And this year, obviously, it's been a big year of adjustment. I mean, the last few years have, and I'm sure it has been for you as well. How has, I guess, live music and the meaning of it changed for you over the last few years? You mentioned that you're very excited to be able to see people get together and families enjoy live music again. How has it affected you?
I mean, it's so hard to quantify into a couple of sentences, but I think the thing that I've noticed the most about not being able to tour an album is the fact that it's where you really get the feedback from your fans and, you know, your audience, because you can release music and then it goes straight onto Spotify around the world. You've got, you know, 1,000 people listening to it on Spotify at any one time. But you don't feel that, you know, you don't really get the feedback of how people are being affected by your music. Whereas when you have a live show and you've got, you know, 1,000 people there in live in the flesh, listening to your songs, singing your music back to you, you have a direct line between yourself and the fans to be able to gauge and see just, you know, the impact your music's having on them. And that's something I didn't realize was so important to an artist. It's like your lifeblood, you know, being up on stage in a room full of bodies, just like all sharing the same energies, sharing the same vibe. It's just like something that you can't recreate, not on a live stream anyway, not just on recorded music. So I think that's what I miss the most.
Obviously, there's going to be a lot of different reasons as to how or why an album means so much to the person who made it. But do you think that affected the way Kaleidoscope Eyes sits in yourself, you know, not being able to tour it or not getting that fan feedback?
Yeah, yet? I mean, it's for me personally, it's my favorite album that we've released so far. Wow. So the fact that we haven't been able to take it around, I mean, it's the best show that we've come up with, like the best live show. So the fact that we haven't been able to go anywhere with it except for around Queensland, I mean, and as lucky as we've been able to do a bunch of one-off shows around Queensland. But yeah, not being able to take it around and show people your hard work for the last 2.5-3 years, it's devastating. I mean, it's just like, it almost feels like you waste an album because you can't get it out there and show people what you've been doing. And you just kind of have to rely on like Spotify playlists, adding you, and you know, obviously doing the social media stuff, trying to get your music out there in other ways. But yeah, it hasn't been the same, not for this album anyway, which has been a real shame.
What's next year looking like for you guys? Will you tour the album then? Or
yeah, I would love to. I think we definitely need to tour Australia, like nationally. Mm. Maybe do all the regionals, hit the regionals in the first 6 months of next year, and then I'd love to be able to do an international tour, like go through Europe, because I mean, Holland and Spain and Germany, like they were all popping off for us during the pandemic while we were releasing a song a month. So I can't wait to get back over there and see what the audience is like and how it's grown or how it's changed, like who's coming to our shows over there now. That would be my wish for next year, is to be able to open up Australia, open up the world, and actually get out there and tour.
I guess once the carols are done and, you know, all of this is kind of wrapping up for the year for you, what does a Christmas in the Shepherd household look like?
Well, this year it's a little bit fragmented because Dad's not here. Mm. And we spend all of our time together pretty much. So Christmas, if we are apart for Christmas, it's not as huge a deal as somebody who hasn't seen their family all year.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go to Melbourne with my fiance and we're going to visit her family, which will be nice, because she hasn't seen them in about 2 years.
Wow. Yeah.
And then Amy and Lachlan are going up to Toowoomba. And then I think Emma and Liam and Mum are going to go to the Sunshine Coast or something like that. So we are a little bit separated this Christmas, but yeah, we get to spend the whole year together. So it's not as big a deal. Once we knew Dad wasn't coming back, it was just like, oh, well, Christmas is canceled this year.
Where is your dad?
He lives and works up in Papua New Guinea.
Ah, lovely.
International.
Yes, international does make it a little bit trickier. I guess, how are you feeling now that 2021 is over? It's been a huge year, as you said, the album, and then you had little EPs that you dropped, and now you have this single and you've got the carols coming up. And there was a wedding thrown in there as well, from what I understand. So huge year. Are you thoroughly,
yeah, that's right,
thoroughly exhausted?
Oh, man. I mean, like, I feel like this year was a little bit harder than last year, to be honest, because last year we actually got to keep ourselves busy by releasing a single every month. And that's kind of what gave us purpose. And we were working towards this album that we knew was coming out. And then I think this year has been a little bit harder because, you know, you've got the fact that we've now finished that and we can't tour it. Sorry, my cat is trying to attack my feet. I'm just going to lock him in the bathroom.
What's your cat's name?
Oh man, Napoleon. He's a fucking assassin. I'm just like walking around my living room and he's just like jumping out and attacking my legs like I'm some sort of prey for him. Anyway, what was the question? I'm sorry.
Oh, I forget now. Napoleon stole the show. That was amazing.
I know. He's really derailed this now. I just think this year was more difficult in certain ways because we were busier last year, and then this year was sort of like, we really felt the gap the hole that live touring has left in our industry. We felt that this year way more than last year, because I guess this was the year we were meant to be touring.
Yeah, it's interesting like that, how we were so positive about the start of 2021, weren't we? And then it kind of got derailed somewhere.
We were, I know. And now I don't know whether to be positive about 2022.
Let's just try and be positive about the whole thing, all right? You've got a lot going on. Yep. There's a lot to look forward to, George. Congratulations on Christmas without you. And all the best for the gig at the Carols. And, yeah, enjoy your Christmas.
Thanks very much, Brad. I appreciate it. You too.
A big thank you to George from Shepherd for joining us today on The Music Weekly to unpack their new single, Christmas Without You, which is out now. You can find more details on our website. And if you want to listen back to that interview, it's available on Energy Groove Catch Up. Let's hear it now. This is Christmas Without You by Shepherd. If you're in Queensland, make sure you check out Shepherd playing at the Brisbane Lord Mayor Christmas Carols on December 11 on the River Stage. And it will be broadcast by Channel 9, so you can check it out on your telly should you want to. This is The Music Weekly.
Christmas time is almost here, and just like that we've lost another year. Where do the seasons go? From sunny skies to snow. Oh, well, I'm sad to say it's true. It ain't Christmas without you. Carols of the man in red are stuck on loop inside of my head, but the magic disappears when I don't have you. I'm sad to say it's true. It ain't Christmas without you. But then out there in the darkness, I can see a shining light. It might be far across the ocean, but it tells me you're alright. And it kinda gives me comfort, 'cause I'll see you one day soon. If I can find the strength to make it through this Christmas without you. The stockings on the fireplace try their best to bring a smile to my face. The angel on the tree, she's mocking me, 'cause she has the perfect view of my Christmas without you. But then out there in the darkness, I can see a shining light. It might be far across the ocean, but it tells me you're alright. And it kinda gives me comfort, 'cause I'll see you one day soon. And I know I have the strength to make it through this Christmas without you. I know I have the strength to make it through this Christmas without you.